I have just walked outside the main NPR headquarters building, and we're in downtown DC. It is a bright, clear day. I've just laced up my sneakers because I'm about to get chased by zombies. All right, now, this is a new game. We're going to test it out here, and I've got a button here, start mission. All right, here we go.
So you'll see the township as we look round. Not much more than a few fences to keep the zombies out.
All right, so not sure which is going to be the bigger danger here, getting caught by the zombies or the traffic that's heading my way from Mass Ave. Let's pick it up.
If you're alive, if there's anyone alive...
Oh yeah, I'm
this
alive.
This is Sam Yao from Able Township. You've come down in a nest of hostiles.
Hostiles?
They've heard the noise. They're coming. There are 30... Oh, no, 40.
Oh dear, that does not sound
good. Your only safe path is towards the tower.
The tower.
You should be able to see that from where you are.
I see a safe way.
Alive there, just
I see Chipotle.
Run!
Run! Run! I'm running! I'm running! I'm running! So happily, I did manage to outrun the zombies that time and live to tell the tale. It is all part of a new running game called Zombies Run, and it's designed to encourage folks to exercise. The game is the brainchild of British writer Naomi Alderman, and she says the idea came to her when she signed up for a class for amateur runners.
The start of the course, they said to us, why do you want to learn how to run? And one woman said, I want to be able to outrun the zombie horde. Then I thought, this would be a good idea for a game.
Well, I got a little bit of a taste of it this morning. I was doing laps around the NPR building. And I was very focused on not getting caught by the zombies. But I gather I was also supposed to be on some sort of mission collecting things. Explain to us how this game works.
So the idea is you are runner five. You come from a small base, the last shivering remnant of humanity. You have to go out running, or you can do it by walking. We want to be open to people of all fitness levels. You have to go out to collect supplies for your base. So as you're going, it goes, bing, you got some toilet paper. Bing, you got some bottled water. And when you get back home on your phone, you'll see, okay, you picked up 7 batteries, allot them to a different place in the base. So that gives every run that feeling of, I'm doing something important, I'm growing my base. There's also an ongoing story where at some point somebody will say to you, oh, runner five, there's a child stuck in no man's land. Run, run, run to get them before the zombies come. Rawr.
So these are all these voices that I was hearing as I was running, giving me specific instructions and speed up and slow down. And I have to admit, I mean, you know, it gets you moving. I think I managed to complete level 1. But
right.
if you stick with it, you're going to go through various levels and keep getting different assignments. But they're all going to involve trying to get away from the zombies. Is that right?
They are.
Now, one thing I was worried about was, okay, I'm running my fastest, but I don't know if these zombies are sub 6-minute milers or what.
There are different speeds of zombies. Basically, we have something that is called hardcore mode, where if you switch it on, then yeah, the zombies are going to chase you, but you can also turn off hardcore mode, and then there's
just
a zombie story.
I was definitely not in hardcore mode. I was in still need my coffee mode.
Excellent.
I was a bit worried before I went out and actually did it, how you do a game just through a narrative, not, you know, no images that you're looking at here.
Yeah, that was very important to us because there are other sort of running games that might like put some kind of monster in your path, but you have to be looking at the screen in order to see it. And we were just like, this is not safe. So that was where we started. We started with the idea that we wanted to do something where it was all audio. And I would say also, if you have the hardcore mode on where zombies are going to catch you, we very strongly advise you not to do it in traffic.
Not to do it. That was my fatal error. Near fatal error,
oh, no.
I should say, as I was out testing it. Now, I did manage not to get caught by the zombies. Tell me exactly what happens if they catch you.
Well, the first time they catch you, it's just going to say the zombie has caught you. But after a number of times that they catch you, then you have failed this mission. You have to start the mission again,
which means
more running. So, you know, good for your heart.
Which is the whole point here anyway, so there you
go. Well, exactly.
That's writer Naomi Alderman. She writes a weekly column on games and technology for the Guardian newspaper, and she created the new game Zombies Run. The app is out for the iPhone February 27th. Naomi, thanks for a great workout.
Great talking to you.